flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. How about this? Just into the news desk, a bit of a shocking, at least in my mind, report from Adam Schefter, friend of the afternoon program here. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, who was getting head coaching candidate or head coaching interviews a year ago. CJ Stroud, MVP, talk of the town. This year, or rookie of the year, not MVP. This year, Houston's offense took a step back, but they still made the playoffs and won a playoff game. And one of the hot young coordinators out, Houston Texans firing Bobby Slowick.
Okay, so do I need to take a look? I wanted Bobby Slowick as a head coach here last year. I know Scheim was adamant he wanted Bobby Slowick as well. Do we need to take L's on that?
You got to both at least take a lap.
Well, but the Patriots hired Jerod Mayo.
No, that wasn't the right move.
Yeah.
But
no.
Also,
who do you want instead of Mayo? My answer was Bobby Slowick. Okay. And yeah, I mean, that wasn't a great hire, I don't think, but Patriots also made a bad hire.
You couldn't do worse than Mayo, but it feels like maybe Slowick wouldn't have been much better.
The Texans'
offensive line was really bad. They were missing Nico Collins for over a month. Tank Dell got hurt. Joe Mixon was actually good this year when he was healthy.
Well, I think the issue, and this is more of like a fantasy criticism of that offense this year. I don't know how people really feel that are Texans fans, but I think, yeah, people were disappointed with how much that team runs and then runs and runs some more after they got Joe Mixon. I think Bobby Slowick's play calls pissed a lot of people off in that way.
Points per game, they went from 13th to 19th. Yards per game, they went from 12th to 22nd. So
that'll happen when you're running for 4 yards a carry instead of 10 yards a throw or whatever.
Joe Mixon is the classic run for 3.7 yards a guy. Even when he was like good at Cincinnati, he'd run for 3.5 yards a carry.
Mixon had a good year. And the Texans, again, were in the same spot they were a year ago. But yeah, I think that offense got viewed as very unimaginative. They did suffer. I mean, Nick is right. Nico was out for a month, 5 games, whatever it was. Stephon Diggs got hurt after a month and a half.
Forgot about him.
Tank Dell started the year hurt.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries.
Didn't finish the year. So, yeah, I mean, I would think there were some extenuating. So I'm shocked he's fired, but I guess I'll take the L on him as the next head coach of the New England Patriots. That wouldn't have gone well.
Also weird to do it now.
Yeah.
Like what? I mean, they did play.
They did just get eliminated. Never mind. They could have done it on Monday, I guess.
Yeah, they waited a week. You're right. They did play longer than
Bobby Slowick or Josh McDaniels is your play caller. I think I'm Slowick there.
I don't know. He took a rookie quarterback, but he helped. He got a lot of credit for CJ Stroud's first year, but then like, how much blame does he get for the second year?
Yeah, but Shanahan tree or McDaniels?
Yeah, probably.
I would go Slowick.
Probably Shanahan tree.
I don't feel as good about him as strongly, but I would still rather have him than McDaniels, even though he just got fired.
Right about now, the funk soul.
Grab bag.
All right, so we talked about Pete Carroll going to the Raiders, Aaron Glenn earlier in this week to the Jets, Ben Johnson to the Bears, and the Jaguars, this whole roundabout thing, get Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator from the Bucs, who kind of was back and forth. Trent Baalke gets fired, so now he goes back to the Jaguars.
Liam Cohen's another guy, like, and this was a real grimy move by him.
Yeah,
To agree that you're going to come back to the Bucs, probably verbally agree, not sign anything. Although, you know, Bill didn't sign anything when he first got to North Carolina.
He has signed. He signed this week.
True. Yeah, eventually. But, you know, I'm sure it was just your word, which means, I guess,
stronger than oak.
Technically, you could get out of it from a legal standpoint, but that's still a slimy, slimy move to say you're back. And then the Jaguars fire Trent Baalke, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm in, or the whole thing was in motion anyway, and they're like, would you be interested if we fired Trent Baalke? The thing that continues to jump out at me is you are allowed to fire your GM. Your GM doesn't just need to show up.
It's happened several times.
You know, get coffee, eat lunch, and then go home. Yeah. You don't have to retain him on staff. We've seen a bunch of GMs fired, including Trent Baalke, deep into the process. But yeah, this is, I think ultimately they're getting a talented guy and a good play caller and a guy who I would be interested in as a head coach. But this is a slimy way to do it.
So the Cowboys hiring Brian Schottenheimer isn't official, but it's strongly suggested that they're just going to hire Brian Schottenheimer.
That's gross.
Which, I agree. That leaves only the New Orleans Saints.
Who are they getting?
Maybe they keep Rizzi?
No.
Maybe?
That's Kamara's guy.
Kamara wants Rizzi.
They're not getting it. No.
Who doesn't want the Riz?
I thought Rizzi was going with Ben Johnson to the Bears, I thought, is what I had seen.
Well, that'd be pretty good.
I thought that's where he's going. Maybe he's waiting for all the jobs.
They overlapped in Miami, right?
Maybe he's waiting for all the jobs to get snapped up. No, isn't it going to be McCarthy in New Orleans? I assume it would be Mike McCarthy. I thought he had done interviews there. I'm trying to think of who else would be in the mix. You mentioned Flores before. I don't know that Flores has gotten interviews. I kind of thought Aaron Glenn was going there. Glenn took the Jets job. I kind of thought that's where Glenn was going to go.
Yeah.
So
is it going to be somewhere like Kellen Moore? Or, yeah, Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore, Joe Brady is in the mix.
Oh, that's another one. Honestly, out of all those guys, I think I'd hire McCarthy.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't like Joe Brady.
High enough floor.
Yeah, Joe Brady, cool. You were better than Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
With the Bills, but it's still Josh Allen. It's like come on, what are you going to do with Derek Carr when you had Josh Allen?
True.
Who was the other name you just brought up? Moore, I don't like. Out of those names.
Kingsbury?
I'd go Kingsbury.
You pull him away, especially if they have a good game this weekend?
I'd go Kingsbury there over McCarthy, but those other names, McCarthy.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, nice. The Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You're happy now, Jones?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Looks like Ohio State running back Quinshon Judkins going pro.
I thought he was out of eligibility. I didn't realize he had more eligibility left. So
I think every guy can stay in school as long as they want to stay in school.
That's a good point. Since the NCAA is falling apart, they can all get paid. I have no idea where he's going, but I like running backs. So I wouldn't take him in the first round.
No.
But if he's a day two guy and the Pats are in the market for a running back, I like Quinshon Judkins.
So did you see this report that came out? Is it On Three Sports? I don't know if you've ever seen them circulating around.
Yeah, that's one of these. Yeah, I don't think it's like a 24/7 or like a Rivals recruiting site, but I think it's kind of lightly in that.
So they had a story today that Ohio State is trying to make sure they can keep their guys. That's the other issue with college football now is you got to pay your guys and make sure they don't go. So Jeremiah Smith apparently has an offer of over $4.5 million, and
from Ohio State or
Carnell
somewhere else?
Tate has offers to enter the portal. Like, these guys, they're trying to pluck guys away from Ohio State for $4.5 million. And I love that guy, Ohio Tate from Barstool.
Yep.
He retweeted it. He goes, Jeremiah Smith getting offered more than Puka Nacua's 4-year NFL contract.
I mean, but
it's crazy, but it's true. Like, if it makes so much sense if you're really good, but maybe not a first round pick. So, like, if you're a fifth round pick or whatever, like Puka Nacua, that first contract, it's not really a ton in base money at all.
No.
So if you can stay in school for one more year and make $5 million, or like, what's Carson Beck going to make at Miami? Like 10?
I thought it was 4.
Oh, is it only 4?
Quinn Ewers was offered 8 to leave Texas.
That's
like
wild.
Creepers.
And he's going to the NFL, right, at last check?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
So
like, he hopes to.
It's so stupid Jeremiah Smith can't go to the NFL, number one. I mean, that's a stupid thing.
Yeah, right.
Like freshman can't go to the NFL. So he's got, did he redshirt or was he right out of high school? He might have 2 more years of college.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I mean, if I were him, I'd probably take the $4 million and go somewhere else. You already did everything you could at Ohio State. You're stuck in college for 2 more years.
You just keep hopping around and taking like $5 million, and then go pro?
Unless you want to sue the NCAA like Maurice Claret.
That doesn't work.
I don't think so either. Yeah. So, yeah, I would take the money and bounce around since I'm stuck in college, yes. Yeah.
None of you seem to understand. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with Grab Bag.
Boston Bruins off one of their best performances of the year last night. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Colorado Avalanche. See if they can win back-to-back games.
Brad Marchand's future team.
Oh, perhaps.
I thought Milbury said that. Maybe I've heard that
elsewhere.
Wouldn't
be the first Bruins captain to end his career in Colorado.
Good point.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keith, but yeah, maybe a team contending for a cup could use a guy like Marchand.
It's possible.
That'll be good.
All right.
Grab bag.
Celtics will be in action, wrapping up their four-game road trip against the Dallas Mavericks. A rematch of last year's NBA Finals. As bad as last night's game was, and it will remain, we're not going to polish it up, but they could at least go 3-1 on the road trip, which would be something.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, Keith. It's just a bad month. So I'm not even worried about whether they win or
they
lose.
They didn't have any bad months a year ago,
yeah,
but
I'm not even worried about it. It's just they're
You're
a little
not worried
bored
about it.
No,
yeah.
If they lose, they're bored. And yeah, if they win the championship back on, I'm not worried about it.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
All right, we are 5 episodes into the TV show The Traitors. This
yes
is a show that you and I both watch.
I didn't even know this was in the grab
is
bag.
It? Hell yeah,
hell
it is.
Yeah.
The Traitors is great television. If you like reality TV at all, it is excellent. It is a murder mystery. We're trying to get Nick on it.
Well, we're trying to get Nick on it. I was selling.
Oh, I love a good whodunit. So
I was
I'll
selling Twitch Mitch on it today. Twitch Mitch loves reality TV.
Oh, he does? Well, then this
big,
is right in his wheelhouse.
Big reality TV guy.
It's just a bunch of reality, quote unquote, stars. I don't know most of them, but you learn to love and hate them right away. That's the beauty of them. You throw them in there. You have Alan Cumming as the host, who you can't get any better than Alan Cumming.
No, he's great.
He hosts the hell out of that show. They live in a castle. They're fake killing people. It's a fun show, and it's good intensity. There's a local flair to it, too. Boston Rob.
Yes.
Boston Rob from the Survivor show.
If you're a Survivor fan, Boston Rob is on it.
Yep.
If you're a Challenge fan, you got Wes. If you're a Big Brother fan, you got Derek. All-time great Big Brother player.
I think, is it Anthony? One of the guys.
Another guy from Massachusetts Survivor,
guy,
correct?
And Massachusetts guy, I believe.
He's from Mass.
I think so.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So you, I'm not a Survivor guy. Out of all the reality TV shows I watch, I don't watch that one. But Traitors is spectacular. You and I both skipped season one, right?
Yes.
You didn't watch season one.
No.
I watched season two a year ago, which
awesome.
I liked. I feel like this cast and this season is much stronger than last year.
Yep, I agree.
So I love that. Great show.
It's terrific.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Also, speaking of TV, the second episode of Severance is out, and we're going to call a hot route on the hashtag Dork Podcast. So we do 2 episodes every week. We record them back to back on Monday nights, and then we release them during the week. And so for the rest of the season of Severance, we're going to do a Severance episode recap.
How many episodes? 10?
It's going to be 10.
Okay.
Tonight, or the second one came out late last night, so we're 2 in.
How often do you guys pull that card where you're doing episode? You were doing it with the Penguin?
3 or 4 times.
You're doing
Penguin,
yeah, right?
So the Penguin, House of the Dragon, Game of Thrones final 2 seasons, and The Last of Us, another HBO show. This one probably doesn't have the audience, but it really leads to so many questions of what's going on that if you wait till the end of the year, I think you'd miss all these different things. Like,
you're
there's
miss
so many
a lot
like,
of story
Reddit pages
yeah, yeah,
on this show and
yeah,
like
yeah,
all
yeah
these different theories that you could have. So starting Monday, 8:45, we'll be recapping Severance. So for those of you watching that show, highly recommend you check that out.
Nice.
Bolsa de Mano.
All right, let's check out the top NBA performers from last night, shall we? None of them were Boston Celtics. Nikola Jokic, maybe just stop right
yeah
here.
That's
35
that's
points, 22 rebounds, and 17 assists.
Woo!
In their win over the Kings. Jalen Williams went for 33, 4, and 7. Damian Lillard, throwback night for Lillard, 29, 9, and 11. Not bad.
Oh, good.
Victor Wembanyama playing in Paris. Had 30 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists as his Spurs beat the Pacers 140 to 110. And Dyson Daniels, 22, 8, and 5.
What's the five? Assists or steals?
Assists.
That guy's a steals machine.
He's a steals.
No, it's Jokic. I feel it's the second time. I think I've picked like SGA, Jokic. Like we've been picking big names lately.
No, Jokic is going to.
Which I don't love, but that is a monster line. I would give LeBron an honorary title.
Dunking.
For tomahawking on Kristaps Porzingis. I think I saw him.
Yeah.
I think I saw him run out of the building. I think I saw him run clean out of the building and hide outside behind parked cars while LeBron was driving down the lane. Yeah.
That was one that I think it's going to be hard to live down.
Yeah, especially, and who pointed this out? Brian, Nick?
Yeah.
Especially when you got the first night of the back-to-back off, and then you show up the second night, guys are playing on the second night of a back-to-back, you're getting smoked and you run and hide like that, that's a tough one.
What do you think of Bronny James' performance? He was a minus two.
That's it?
Took a shot.
Was he a club trillion besides that?
No.
Oh, you said he took a shot.
No,
nice.
He took a shot, so it's not club trillion. And it was 4 minutes.
Good. It's a good, solid 4 minutes.
He's out there doing the best he can.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Oh, let's get to this.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. We have a first baseman today who was a lefty stick. Also, throw it with the left.
Okay.
Ideal first baseman, good reach, the right glove on the right hand. He can really stretch across the diamond.
Yeah. Helps really double play for sure.
Oh, yeah, you can reach all the way over to third base if you need him to.
Yeah, you're 6'4", you're 5'4", you're 4'6".
Listed 6'2", 185 pounds. Seems thin.
Movon's out.
One-time All-Star.
Okay.
A one-time All-Star. Played for the Angels, Royals, Padres, Braves.
Angels, Royals, Padres, Braves. Okay.
That's in order of how many games played as well.
Mike Sweeney. No.
No.
Mike Sweeney? No.
Nope, not Mike Sweeney. A one-time All-Star.
Uh-huh.
This poor guy was an all-star his rookie year and then never was an all-star again.
Rookie year with the Angels?
With the Angels.
What year?
1986. His last year in the majors was 2001.
Where's Billy?
Yeah, Billy would hit this one. This is a little too old a guy for Nick.
I want to say this isn't right. JT Snow?
Nope. That guy could pick it. He also played for the Red Sox.
Didn't JT Snow play second base?
No, first base.
JT Snow played first base.
Gold glove first
base. JT Snow also played for the Giants for a while. The teams didn't sound right. You know the teams again? Royals, Angels, who?
Angels, primarily. I close my eyes. I see this man wearing an Angels uniform.
Okay, good. Good.
Royals.
That was a California Angel, probably. Not Anaheim Angels.
What if I told you he was both?
Wow.
He came back around Anaheim, but originally, like, the old Halo uniform, this guy. He's the face of it. California Angels, Kansas City Royals, San Diego Padres, Atlanta Braves, 86 to 01.
Okay.
Lefty stick, most dongs in a season.
Only a first baseman or he plays some outfield?
No, first base.
Not Garrett Anderson.
No. 34 tater tots 1 year.
Nice.
He's not going to steal you a bag. 289 career hitter. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
He finished second in the Rookie of the Year in 1986, eighth in the MVP.
So he came in hot.
Real hot.
Second Rookie of the Year,
yeah.
All-Star Game, MVP votes.
He lost the Rookie of the Year to Jose Canseco, who maybe he'd like to have that one back.
Maybe.
If they were testing like they should have been, then maybe you wouldn't have won it.
I don't have it. There's no Billy today. Nick, you got any guesses? Do you see it anywhere?
Text line definitely has it.
E from Brockton has it, and he's usually right.
Yeah, text line and Twitch does have it.
E from Brockton?
Yeah.
It's Wally Joyner?
He got it!
Wally Joyner!
I remember that name. I never would have got that.
I think I had a bunch of Wally Joyner cards growing up. I thought he was a better player than he was.
Darren Erstad. That's another one who eventually played some first base. Darren Erstad, good guess.
Yep, lefty outfielder.
Yep.
Yeah, not bad.
Text line also guessed JT Snow. Wally Joyner was on there.
Yeah.
Darren Erstad. Doug Descends? Is that his name?
Doug Descends?
Is that his name?
I have no idea. Oh, speaking of.
Descense? How did you say? I remember that name.
Speaking of tricky words, that'll actually segue nicely into our clip du jour coming up. I'm all ears on this.
Okay, good. Yeah,
I got to hear this again.
Look, we don't want to downsell the other
clip du jours. It's always good.
It's always you guys out there worth listening to.
Keith
and I legitimately need to re-listen to it because I don't think we quite understood what happened the first go around. So we'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, stay tuned for it, and we'll get to the clip du jour next.